Hola y buenos días. Dios te bendiga. Hi, everyone. This is your host, Luz Selenia, and this is the 28th episode of the Radiant Sessions podcast. Again, grateful to have you back another week and grateful for you who might be a brand new listener. I hope that you come back next week and the week after and share with your friends and your family. Last week, we talked about toxic signs of a church, or better yet, its culture. And I gave you a list of about 17 things that could mean that you've been in or are currently in a toxic church. And I told you that where I am right now, it's not just to criticize, point blame, you know, talk bad about the church. It's really because of where I am and the desire that I have to be a part of the change and to be able to provide a safe space and a balm, so to speak, to that by creating community. And I promised that this week I would give what I would consider 17 signs of a healthy church, or in this case, because I am not starting a church, I have not been called to pastor in that way. No, ma'am, no, sir, no person. Mm-mm. But just healthy signs of an organization. And this is important because I think in social media and conversations, we oftentimes can get caught up in the negative. When we talk about relationships, specifically romantic relationships, we'll focus on the red flags. That's not bad at all, because personally, 4 or 5 years ago, I didn't have that awareness to really be able to call out and identify quickly what red flags were for me, because some of them, in my opinion, should be red flags across the board. Some of them are going to be very individual based on your needs, your desires, your beliefs, your goals, etc. So, you know, by no means am I saying that everybody should have the same thing. But I think, again, it's important that we have those. We know what those are. We're able to identify them in ourselves first. Let's be real here. This is, you know, I'm all about self-awareness. We're all about growth and healing and pleasure and sensuality. All that starts here. But as we heal the inward person and we identify and eradicate those toxic behaviors, toxic ideas, toxic beliefs, toxic thoughts, we're then able to also identify them in other people, set boundaries, or walk away when necessary. But in those conversations, as we're healing, I think, I know that what also becomes equally, if not more important on the journey, is that as we're becoming aware of those toxic things, that we are aware and start calling to ourselves and start embodying, if you are not already embodying, the healthy things, so that you know what to look for, you know what to be. And as you be and become, you not only attract, because I don't believe that, oh, you attract what you are thing completely. Like, I understand what people are trying to say, but all matter of insects are drawn to light. Some are friendly, some are not. Some are annoying, some are not. As a light, as a being of light, I attract all kinds of people. The issue that I was having was that I wasn't knowledgeable enough to be able to separate the wheat from the tare. And so knowing the toxic, knowing the healthy, and being able to embody the healthy and set those healthy boundaries enables us to be that, but also identify it in other people so that when the tear, that which is not beneficial to us, we're able to toss that and burn it, so to speak. Not saying burn people, by no means. But burn the bridges, burn the connections, burn the cords. Absolutely. Definitely do some cord cutting. Most definitely. I had someone say in a heated discussion over a issue that we had that my self-love was so strong that it pushed them away. Because I set a boundary, and not only did I set that boundary and communicated that boundary to that person, I also communicated what would happen if they continued to disrespect that boundary. And they didn't mean it as a compliment. I'm pretty sure they didn't. They were trying to communicate how it affected them and how it hurt them. But I was so proud of myself in that moment when they said that. Because if I love myself so much that I've set a boundary, I've communicated it, and it caused you to feel, or to, in this case, to become separated from me, then me loving myself worked. It did exactly what it was supposed to do. The boundary, setting that boundary, did exactly what it was supposed to do. And quite frankly, I think people need to understand that when someone communicates the boundary to you, it's not because they don't want you in their life. It's because they do. They are attempting to tell you how you can remain in connection with them, but are not willing to sacrifice themselves and what they believe and what is important to them to do it. And the reality of it is that someone who has good boundaries for themselves and for the people in their life also generally is someone who respects boundaries from other people. Not only do we respect it, but we champion it. We encourage it. So this is what I came up with. This is what I decided in this community that I am building and that I'm calling to myself, not just for me, but for those who would enter into this community with me, because this is an exchange for both of us. This would be the sign of a healthy culture of an organization. Number one, we celebrate each other's differences, even if we don't understand or approve. So here's the thing. We are all born as individuals. Even if you're a twin, triplet, quadruplet, quintuplet, I don't know of any person who came out the birth canal or was extracted via C-section, and maybe they exist, but most of us still came out one at a time. And what works for me, what's good for me, what makes me feel alive is not, may not be the same for you. As long as it's healthy and it's not harming anyone, I love it for you, just like I love it for me. Number two, we embrace people with love and kindness. That's it. Kindness. And I choose that word. If you haven't listened to that episode, I went and did a whole episode on why I gave up on being nice and I prefer being kind over being nice. Go back and listen to it if you haven't. But we embrace people with love and kindness. Love, which I also talked about in a previous episode, And I love Bell Hook's definition about how love is being able to invest in the spiritual growth of yourself and the other person. So that's how we embrace each other. Number three, everyone is welcome and can take up space the way they do, as long as it's not abusive or hateful to anyone else or themselves. We don't do no isms. No homophobia, transphobia, none of that. Mm-mm. That's canceled. Number four. We have respectful discourse. Differences of opinion are welcome. We will not all agree, and that's okay. I am someone who appreciates other people's perspectives. But as a light worker, as a healer, my goal is not to have my voice or anyone's voice be louder than your own, or have anyone's voice be louder than my own. I am here to guide you back to yourself. Not to say that I can't and we can't take in what other people are saying and weigh it, consider it. But ultimately, it's you and the God that you serve that is going to create alignment in your life. You have to live with your choice and your decisions. Number five, quality over performance. I don't do nothing for show just for the sake of show. It's something that I struggle with social media. As a small business owner, we get so much messaging about what we're supposed to do and how much we're supposed to post and post this 3 times a day and do this and all these strategies. And that's not bad at all. I am not saying it's bad at all. But for me, I struggle with that because I want to make sure that whether even if it's fun, even if it's sexy, whatever it is, it's something that's coming from me and is authentic and has purpose for me, that I'm not just doing it just to do it because someone is saying that I'm supposed to. If you are not receiving, I'm sorry, number six, if you are not receiving in a meaningful way, speak up and let us know what you need. And I first, as the person who is bringing us together, and then all of us collectively, will let you know if we can accommodate that. I am not for everybody. This group, this community will not be for everybody. Again, we strive and I will strive to be as inclusive as possible. And so if you're not getting something that you need, that you desire, that you came into this community with looking for, by all means, speak up. And I will be honest with you, if that is aligned with the goals and beliefs and the foundation of what I know this community is to be, and maybe we're missing the mark in that area, and we can plan how we can, you know, do better, or it doesn't fit and it doesn't align. And I'm going to be honest with you about that. Number seven, I will mess up. And when I do, I will own up to it. And if I don't, I appreciate respectful correction. And I expect everyone else to be mature enough or to strive to be mature enough to do the same and to be able to receive the same form of connection. Again, this is an exchange. So we're going to be accountable to each other. Number eight. We will not denigrate those on different paths from ours or talk down about those who don't agree with us. We are a collective. We are one. So we won't do no separation. Oh, the, you know, those the Christian girls. I don't really do Jesus like that. No. Our foundational beliefs might be different. I might go to church. You might find God in nature. You might connect with God more via ritual using crystals and candles. We can all glean from each other. And again, no one is going to judge you for being different, and I won't allow it. But if we create chasms between each other, then we can't learn from each other. We can't glean from each other and love on each other and really be able to enjoy the fruit, enjoy each other's light, enjoy the gift that we all bring to this world. Number 9, debates and conflict are healthy. We all lose when we fight. This whole, I'm trying to win the argument just for the sake of winning. That's very, very toxic, because when you elevate fighting over healthy discourse and debate and even within personal conflict, then who's to say what you would do? Where's the line about what you would do or say to make sure that you win? Number 10, if there's a beef, I'm sure I'm dating myself, they probably don't say that no more, with another person, and you two don't or can't settle it on your own, and I'm made aware, I will ask the two of you to sit with me so we can discuss it and move on. I'm a very direct person. And too often things are left unsaid. There's misunderstandings, miscommunications, or maybe it's fully understood. But in order for us to be in community with each other, if there's something that we can't let go and move on so that we can move forward as a unit, and it's not addressed by the two parties or three or four, then I will definitely address it. Number 11, integrity is key. Don't do or say anything privately that you wouldn't want repeated publicly. Be who you say you are. Be a woman, man, person, however you identify yourself, of your word. I don't think I hope I don't have to say more in that direction. I hope that's understood. Number 12. As I said before, this is an exchange between myself and the group. Boundaries are important for everyone. The goal is to pour from our surplus and not be depleted by expending our source. Our source is for us. Pour into yourself first before you pour out to others. And that's something that I will model. And if I'm not doing good at job at it, if I'm not doing a good job at it, I ask that you pull me up. Number 13. We are all first accountable to spirit and then to each other. Number 14, I won't show any favoritism. Yeah. 15, iron sharpens iron. My agenda is to do the work I'm called to do and to be a guide along your journey to wholeness and freedom. I don't have any ulterior motives. This is not a money grab for me, although money is in exchange as well. But again, I'm looking to create a community that is mutually beneficial for everyone who joins. This is not, you know, I'm in service to spirit, to my purpose, to my being, and to everyone I'm in community with. Number 16. I don't need yes women. I need women with conviction. So again, this isn't about a fan club. I don't need you to agree with me all the time just for the sake of agreement because you're trying to get on my good side or whatever the case might be. That's not the kind of community that I'm building. And number 17, I will strive to create a community where communication is clear and transparent. And I welcome feedback, questions, comments, concerns in a respectful manner. So those were the 17 that I came up with in response to the 17 signs of a toxic culture. So my desire is to start small. I'm not looking. Again, this isn't about growing my platform to just for the sake of it. So I want to start with maybe 5 to 10 women at the max, or anyone who identifies themselves as a woman, femme. If that is you and you're listening, or maybe you're listening and you know someone who is searching for something like this, especially for the church girls. Those of us who grew up in church, who are at a place in our walk where we have a lot more questions and answers, where we're not desiring to walk away from God, our beliefs, or even the church, but there's so much about it that we ain't rocking with. Those of us who grew up in the church and are at a place where we're questioning how colonized our faith is and how colonized our beliefs are around the Bible, God, spirituality, our spiritual practices, our sexuality, our very personhood. Those of us who, in one way or another, are challenging the misogynoir that we encounter in and out of the church. If you're on a journey of self-discovery, of wanting to enhance pleasure, wanting to enhance your joy, wanting to discover your sexuality even more and your sensuality and how that fits into your spiritual walk, then this community is for you. And so I invite you to email me at radiant@loosesellenia.com. That's RADIANT at loosesellenia, LUZCELENIA.com. And put community in the subject line. You can just put your name and just let me know that you're interested. And I will get back to you in the next couple weeks with more information about how this community will work, what I envision for our community, the things that I have planned, and how we will be connecting with each other, the plans that I have, the ideas that I have of how we can be a community, all grow from this exchange. I'm looking forward to what this will be, what this will blossom to be. I'm looking forward to meeting all of you and maybe some of you that I already am familiar with or know to some degree or another. Thank you for listening. Thank you for trusting me. For those of you who will reach out and decide to make this commitment to this community, until next time, make sure that you visit my website at www.loosesellenia.com and check out the merch I have. I have mugs, t-shirts, crop tops, I would love to see you in my designs. If you purchase, please make sure you tag me so I can feature you on Instagram. Make sure you follow the podcast page on Instagram at The Radiant Sessions. And if you would love to support the podcast even more, I ask that you go to YouTube, leave a review, 5 stars hopefully, and just let people know why they should be listening so we can spread the love and build this listening audience to get this message out to as many people as I possibly can. Have a great week. Keep shining. F the haters. Until next week. Adios. Bye-bye.